Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, we continue our week-long celebration and recognition of International Women's Day, which is coming up tomorrow, by highlighting three prominent women in the Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo region. Joining me on the phone here today is Melissa Fletch. She is the director of the Wood Buffalo Regional Library. Melissa, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us here today. My first question for you, Melissa, what led you to being involved with the library?
I've always been an avid reader. I love books. I loved reading since I was very young. And I saw the job posting back in 2003 when I was attending college part-time, and I thought it would be a great place to work. And then shortly after working here, after starting work at the library, I realized it was really my dream job. And I've been very fortunate to work with a lot of different people over the years, and I just love being in this role and being here.
So what does a typical day look like for the director of the Wood Buffalo Regional Library?
Well, a typical day for me would include lots of meetings with my team, communications with stakeholders, my network. I do a lot of spreadsheets, lots of future planning, policy review, budget reviews, book reviews.
Perfect, Melissa. What do you love most about your job?
Working at the library is a very fulfilling experience for me. It's not just a job. It's a chance to be an integral part of our community here in Wood Buffalo. And I love how much it impacts people's lives. And my team's always getting a chance to help individuals discover new books, access information. My job itself is very behind the scenes, so I especially love hearing positive feedback about the people that I work with. And I'm so proud of everything that we do and that they do, working directly with patrons.
Maybe tell me about the services the library provides, particularly for women.
Sure. So our mission at the library is to support our community in building connections through information, technology resources, opportunities for creativity and learning, and inclusive programs and services. So our collection of books and media includes fiction, nonfiction titles that address women's interests, their experience, their issues, and a lot of our programs are geared towards everybody in the community, but we do see a lot of women, like at our book clubs, craft and chats, English language learning classes. These programs help foster a sense of community, and they also provide a platform for discussion and engagement. As well, we have our children's programs where we see a lot of new moms who are looking to socialize, not just for their children and with their children, but for themselves as well.
What role do you feel libraries play in promoting gender equality?
So one of the fundamental ways libraries promote gender equality is providing equal access to information and resources. Our collections are diverse and inclusive, and they ensure that women's voices, stories, and perspectives are represented. And through our resources, including our internet workshops, such as resume writings, we can empower women to excel in the workforce and hopefully pursue leadership roles.
Maybe talk about the inclusive environment created at the library. Does it feel like a place everyone is welcome for the folks that have maybe never been?
Well, inclusivity is definitely a continuous journey for us. So one of our five-year goals at the library is a welcoming, safe, and inclusive environment. We want the community to feel welcome, and that includes actively listening to feedback from our residents and adapting services to better meet the needs of our community. Our team at the front, they're also trained to create a space where people feel comfortable asking questions, seeking assistance, or just enjoying being in the library space itself.
What resources does the library offer for women of all backgrounds?
So Wood Buffalo Regional Library is a hub of resources. So, you know, I mentioned our collections and some of our programs. Our resources, you know, we look to select and offer different materials depending on the diverse needs and interests of women and the public at large in our community. So newcomers to the community from across Canada or even internationally, new moms, homeschool moms, students of all ages. So whether they're interested in literature, forming connections with other parents, furthering education, seeking to find a local resource in town. There's always something for everybody here.
Melissa, International Women's Day coming up this week. What advice would you give women and girls today?
Well, women and girls have incredible potential, and they're doing amazing things in our community and around the world. I have a 17-year-old and a 12-year-old daughter, and I'm always encouraging them to try new things and not to be afraid to fail. You know, trying new things allows you to expand your mind, find passion in something you might not have known that you liked, and definitely don't be afraid to fail, because sometimes in life things do not go exactly as planned, and it's okay to reevaluate or see life as an opportunity to learn and grow, or say, hey, like, maybe this isn't for me, and that's okay too.
I imagine there have been some prominent women in your life that have helped you get to where you are. Would you have a story or two you'd like to share about them?
Well, sorry, this one's a little more difficult for me. There's so many. There's so many prominent women in my life I'm very fortunate to have met. And just to signal out a couple, definitely my mom and my sister are important and prominent in my life. I'm very close to them, and I'm very fortunate to have developed relationships with women across the region, previous managers that I've worked with, previous director that I had when I first started here, not to mention all the amazing women that I work with in the social profit sector. They're all doing incredible things.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for taking the time here today. Melissa Flett, the director of the Wood Buffalo Regional Library, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Fort McMurray Matters. We'll be back right after the break.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to our week-long celebration of International Women's Day on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Vanessa McNevin. She is the Executive Director of the Northern Lights Regional Health Foundation. Vanessa, how are you doing here today?
I'm great. Thank you, Ryan. And you?
I'm doing well as well. Thanks so much for the time here today. First question for you, Vanessa. What made you want to work for the Health Foundation?
Oh, well, I've been working in the social profit sector for most of my career. I personally love working in a job that fulfills me, where I can help others and make a difference. So I enjoy working at the foundation because I know that I can drive work to better the health and wellness of our community.
So what does a typical day look like for Vanessa McNevin?
Oh my, every day looks so very different. So a typical day can look like me working with our teams here at AHS, as we are in a partnership with them, to discuss what their needs are. I then work with my operational team, and we go and steward donations in the community to help fill those needs that AHS or the Alberta Cancer Foundation is requesting.
So, Vanessa, what do you love most about your work?
Oh, I love so much about my work. I think the biggest thing is my desire to make a difference, my passion for the cause here at the foundation, and believing that I might make a difference in someone's life that I may not know at this moment, but in the long run, they may benefit from the hard work that our team does here at the foundation to make sure we have world-class healthcare here in our region.
Could you talk about the work the Northern Lights Regional Health Foundation does to support women and girls in our area?
Oh my goodness, yes. So we do a lot in our region. Our team actually at our office is consistent of all women, trailblazers that want to make a difference to the community. Most of our operating teams here at the hospital are also dominant in women. We want to ensure that women have access to the best care possible in our community, and we value equality, access to services, and we will do whatever we need to do to make sure that a woman's voice is heard.
I imagine there have been many strides for creating a gender inclusive and diverse environment in healthcare, but do you feel it's fair to say we still have a long way to go?
We always have work to do. We can always evolve and change and learn as we were always constantly trying to meet the needs of the community. So there's always work to do.
So you mentioned the all-female staff at the Regional Health Foundation. I guess, why is that important to, you know, have that team together?
Yeah, so of course we value diversity. It's just naturally happened that our team consists of all women who are mothers, caretakers, community volunteers, that outside of the home and even at our office, they do everything that they can to better our community and our mission, and are really trailblazers in the work that they're doing. So we really value what a great group of women can do when they work really well together.
I imagine there have been some great success stories from the Northern Lights Regional Health Foundation when it comes to supporting women in our community. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that.
Oh, yes. There's been incredible advances in healthcare initiatives in this region, and some of which have been funded by the foundation to ensure that women in our region have access to world-class healthcare close to home. Some of that definitely exists around maternity, having access to, you know, proper doctors and great wait times, and also little initiatives that we make throughout the hospital where we have non-gender bathrooms anymore in our new lobby renovation, which was part of our last capital campaign. Also empowering women. We have a lot of women in leadership positions also. For example, our senior operating officer for our region here at HS is a woman, Jordana Lambert. And then also our director, health director, Dr. Fazia as well. So we have some really exceptional leaders that are women that are making such an impact in this region for our healthcare, and we wouldn't be where we are without the great work that they do.
So what's next for the Regional Health Foundation when it comes to helping women in our area?
Oh, what's next? Yes, so we are going to be launching a new capital campaign. I can't speak too much about that, so you'll have to stay tuned, community, to hear what that entails. But that will include specific care for specific individuals and a very big highlight on some women's needs. We also are looking at some more female-based initiatives in the coming years that we will be working with HS on. Very, very exciting, groundbreaking things that we need for this region that I just can't speak to about yet until I know that HS has it set in their priorities. But some really, really focused initiatives that will better the health of the women in our community moving forward.
International Women's Day is this week. What advice would you give women and girls today?
Oh my goodness. I have had some exceptional women leaders in my life and mentors that really have made me who I am today, and I've really looked up to them. What I would say is to young women is to believe in themselves, embrace their learning, seek mentorship from women you admire, and cultivate resilience, and continue to do the work that you believe in. And it doesn't matter about your gender, that women are capable of doing anything they put their minds to.
You mentioned this in your previous answer, but I imagine there have been some inspiring women in your life
Yes.
that have helped you along the way. Would you have a story or two you'd like to share about them?
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyone that knows me knows that I speak about my grandmother very often. She was my mentor, the most important person in my life. She was raised in a world very traditionally where, you know, women stayed within the home. However, she also was the minister responsible of the status of women in my province. She became the first woman leader of the opposition, also within my home province of Prince Edward Island. And when she passed away, she was talked about as a trailblazer for what women are capable of doing in a society where they weren't normally seen like that. So that is who I admire, and a lot of the work that I do and the heart that I put into the passion of working in the nonprofit sector is because of what I've witnessed her accomplished throughout her life.
That's great to hear. Vanessa McNevin, the Executive Director of the Northern Lights Regional Health Foundation. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Thank you so much, Ryan, for giving me the opportunity to do this interview, and I look forward to talking again.
Awesome, Vanessa. Thank you so much for the time here today for International Women's Week here on Fort McMurray Matters.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back with more of our week-long celebration of International Women's Day on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Julie Penny. She's the Executive Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Wood Buffalo. Julie, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, Julie. My first question for you is, what led you to becoming involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Yeah, I got involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters first as a mentor for our one-to-one program. And, you know, I was really fortunate enough to have a positive adult role model that helped me along my journey. And I've actually had multiple role models. And I was really looking for a way that I could give back to the community in a meaningful way. So I've actually been matched with my little sister for over 2 years now, and it's honestly been one of the best things that I've done. Not only am I there to help them grow and expose them to new things and be that listening ear, but they're also teaching me a lot of new things and helping me adapt to the world that we're living in. So I never could have imagined that the impact that my little sister would have on my life, and it just shines the light on the importance of female mentoring and how we can help each other realize our full potential.
So what does a typical day look like for Julie Penny?
Well, that's a great question. I could look very different on the day. But basically here at Big Brothers Big Sisters, we're looking at making meaningful mentoring relationships between a young person and providing them with that positive adult role model, helping them realize their full potential. So I'm behind the scenes making sure that we can deliver all of our programs and services to our region.
What do you love most about your job?
Oh, that's a great question. I think something that I love the most about the job is just the impact that we have. We have the ability to lift each other up and build confidence in our young people and really being that stepping block for some individuals. Some aren't fortunate enough to have someone in their life, so whether that's us giving them a mentor one-to-one or they're getting a mentorship in one of our group programs, we're hoping that, you know, we might have planted one little seed or been able to help them in a small way by them being involved in our programs.
You touched on this a little bit earlier, Julie, but maybe just tell me a little bit more about the work Big Brothers Big Sisters does for young women and girls in the Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo area.
Yeah, and, you know, it's in celebration of International Women's Day, I think it's really important that we do talk about that female mentorship. We have that responsibility as leaders to be able to uplift and nourish them and help them navigate life hurdles and things that come our way. So in our programs, 93% of our young girls state that they feel better about themselves by having a big sister or a mentor in their life. So it's just showing us that the impact does last a lifetime. The importance of mentoring can't be overemphasized enough. It's really important to expose them to new opportunities, new connections, and just broadening their perspective. So the work that we do is really fostering those positive adult relationships and providing someone with that person that they can go to when they need a helping hand or if they just need a listening ear.
What role do you feel Big Brothers Big Sisters has in promoting equality?
I think we play a big role in this piece, and just like many other agencies, it's very important that we meet people where they're at and we provide healthy and safe environments for all. So whether that's for our young people, for our volunteers that are coming in to our agency, and our families that we're serving. So I think that we do have a big piece to play in this part. And sometimes it's little things that we can do to make a difference, and sometimes it's big bounds that we do as well.
And maybe talk about that environment Big Brothers Big Sisters creates to make it feel like a place anyone is welcome.
Yeah, so this is something that we really strive to do in our daily work, in our daily environment when you come into the office. We want everyone to feel safe and welcomed. So we always encourage volunteers, families, clients. They can always visit us at any time. We might not do service delivery out of our office, but we're always welcoming and inviting. And we just want a place for someone to feel like, oh, I can just be myself. So we really strive to do this within all our programs. And then when we're out in the community as well, making connections with partners and our community members.
Julie, I imagine there are no shortage of success stories from Big Brothers Big Sisters Wood Buffalo about empowering young women and girls in this area.
Absolutely. We see this daily with our young women, our young girls in our programs. And like I said, through our one-to-one community-based programs, because of youth mentoring, we have seen that girls are feeling better about themselves and their self-esteems have grown. So we're seeing over 90% of girls have had that impact. And then research tells us, too, that 90% of adults who have had a mentor when they were young report that they're happier and they feel more confident later in their life. So there's a big impact for sure.
What advice do you have for young women and girls today with International Women's Day coming up later this week?
I would say, you know, be yourself. Be authentically you. Don't be afraid to try new things, to ask those tough questions, to be curious. If you don't feel like you fit in with a certain crowd or a certain group, or you're not sure where you belong, just, it's okay. You're going to find your place. Just be curious and don't let anyone tell you that you can't do anything, because you can. You have the strength within, and hopefully you'll have someone in a role model or someone in your life that can help you, guide you along that way.
I imagine there have been some pretty prominent women in your life that have helped you along the way. Would you have a story or two to share about them?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a lot of different role models in my life, but one women inspiration that I would talk about is my Nan. She grew up in a small outport in Newfoundland and faced many challenges back in the 30s, like many families did at that time. My Nan, you know, she never finished school. She only had a grade 6, but she chose to leave school because of how harshly her teachers treated her. But let me tell you, she was one of the most intelligent women that I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. Even though she only had a grade 6, it never stopped her from learning and being open to the world, like as times have changed over the years. She was always there to help me with school and help us study. And my Nan was a very resilient woman. You know, she lived in the dirty 30s at the war. She lived in a TB ward for 2 years and many other hurdles that came her way, but she never gave up. She really instilled being positive and what it was to be resilient, but still be open and caring during all those hardships. So to this day, I still look up to my Nan for that guidance and advice as I navigate the world and what life has to offer.
That's great stuff, Julie. Julie Penny, the Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Wood Buffalo. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, just thank you for giving me the time to talk for International Women's Day. And we're always here to help support our young girls and young women in the community to ignite their potential.
Great stuff, Julie. Thank you so much again for the time here today.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
That was our show for today. A big thanks to my guests for joining the show. With tomorrow being International Women's Day, we have a special surprise guest joining us for tomorrow's show. We hope you can join us for that. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have a good day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.